Storms, parades, facilities rentals and more kept District of Seeschelt staff busy during the final quarter of 2024, while mayor and council also did their part with planning, housing and budget talks. The 27-page Q4 report, which was presented to mayor and council at a committee of the whole meeting, January 22, offers a snapshot of the work that went into keeping the district running smoothly between October 1 to December 31, 2024. The report includes information from all departments to identify which projects and operational activities support council's strategic priorities for the entire organization, including public works, wastewater, information technology, finance, planning and development, short-term rentals, building, bylaw enforcement and more. Those priorities were broken into categories, with highlights noted in the report. More detailed information about each category and department are available in the report. Effective growth. The district started its Community Land Development Analysis, CLDA, with staff from the Seeschelt Nation and Sunshine Coast Regional District. The CLDA is the background technical analysis, which will form the foundation for the renewal of the official community plan, OCP, with a community visioning exercise scheduled to take place in the first quarter of 2025. As well, staff completed the planning phase and is now in the design phase of the SharePoint Records Management project. The SharePoint hub structure has been completed and file migration is starting in Q1 2025. Housing. The 2024 Housing Needs Report identifies that approximately 2,900 new housing units are needed in Seeschelt by 2041, to augment effective growth. Recent long-range planning efforts, including initiation of the CLDA and OCP update, while sewer and transportation master plans underway, will all consider the forecasted housing demands. The district also began automation of the development permitting process. This information technology and planning department initiative aims to transition from a manual to an automated system, enhancing efficiency, saving time and supporting council goals related to housing. Community safety and well-being. The district completed the rebuild of the Heritage to Fairway Connector Trail and opened it to the public, presented the Seeschelt Festival of the Arts in a new format, provided art space in Rockwood Lodge to local artists as a venue for the annual Sunshine Coast Art Crawl and kicked off the 2025 Community Investment Program, with a call for volunteers to serve on the CIP Grant Review Volunteer Committee and opened the 2025 call for applications. As well, trails were upgraded, trees planted and storm barriers installed. Active transportation network segments along Croston Road and part of Ripple Way are complete, with the remaining sections on Reeves Road and Ripple Way scheduled for early 2025. There was significant storm cleanup this past quarter, as well as major wastewater line preventative maintenance and spill cleanup. Ensuring financial balance. District staff presented the 2025 budget on December 18th, and began migrating financial software, Vadim, to online servers. Fieldwork was conducted in mid-November in preparation for the 2024 year-end audit. Climate change mitigation, adaptation and the preservation of the natural environment. Staff completed a fleet tracking software project on public works vehicles to improve efficiency and reduce fuel consumption and costs. As well, a preliminary meeting was held for a coast-wide anti-fats, oils or grease campaign, and staff planted 47 trees as part of the community Request a Tree program with financial support from a BC Hydro Regreening grant. Fostering a vibrant downtown core. Two new art wraps were added to BC Hydro boxes on trail and inlet avenues, and coordinated community Halloween events were held in partnership with business owners. The Seeschelt Arts Festival was completed in the fourth quarter, while the Festival of Lights Parade and Bright Nights events contributed to downtown's vibrancy over the holidays. The Certified Commercial Kitchen was completed at Rockwood Lodge and, in consultation with the artistic director of a local Seeschelt dance company, a new vinyl dance floor for Hackett Park Stage was researched and purchased as part of the capital funds allocated for equipment upgrades. A report from Public Works shows that department also had their hands full between October and December. Due to the atmospheric rains, The public works crew has been working on fallen trees, overflowing culverts, trash racks blocked with debris, overflowing catch basins, and gravel roads, including those near Annex Road, Tawanik, and Sandy Hook, which were damaged by the extensive rain and storms. Ongoing homeless cleanups occur every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. at the encampment on Hightide Avenue, accompanied by the RCMP and by law enforcement officers. Besides Thursdays, cleanup and encounters with homeless individuals are ongoing daily. As well, a wooden bridge supporting the main sewer line located below the bridge deck near Marine Drive in West Porpoise Bay was rebuilt, and Gowland Road was closed for the installation of a new culvert and the reconstruction of the road shoulder, which collapsed due to heavy rainfall. Public Works assisted the Parks Department in delivering gravel to rebuild the trails by Kinnikinnick Park, and worked with wastewater staff on Seashelt Inlet Road with sewer overflow, collaborating to learn more about collections and training on confined space to replace the air relief valve. Among its many tasks, Public Works also prepared for upcoming weather changes by salt brining the streets for icy conditions and being proactive as temperatures dropped below 0°C. The Porpoise Bay Dock and Day Float Dock next to the boat launch have pails of salt for staff to use in the mornings when necessary. Paperwork is kept to document who, when and where salt was applied for icy conditions. The department received 338 service requests this quarter and successfully completed 288 of them. Words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.